Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love on September 29, 2018. And I'm broadcasting live to 63 countries over the amazing internet. And whether you are listening now or hearing the podcast, the show podcast here in the future, I want to thank you for tuning in for an altered state of consciousness without drugs. Today I'll be talking about the event, the global transformation of Earth energy fields and our collective consciousness thereby. This is sometimes referred to as the ascension process, or indeed conscious evolution as an upward spiral is going viral as a self-correcting evolutionary process that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. For those who are new to Cosmic Love, I thought I'd give some background today on who I am and why I do the show the way I do. I haven't done that for a long time, so this is kind of an overview. It's like my background as producer, host of BBS Radio's Cosmic Love Show for almost 12 years now. I've interviewed a wide variety of thought leaders, ranging from relationship experts to whistleblowers in the Secret Space Program. And my expertise, my background is in the field of design science and cosmic law, which includes quantum field science that now validates the energy field principles that operate in homeopathy and astrology. As a naturopath, I raised my children with homeopathy for their health care, and I've taught dozens of basic and advanced workshops in astrology, which is like a second language for me. For example, today's astrology affects our collective psychology with a strong grand trine in air signs, including the sun, moon, and Mars, and I've been tuning in to other bioenergetic triggers in our collective consciousness to bring more cosmic light and love to you. In other words, there are different aspects, different energies, that there's a language to it. Sometimes I refer to it as the law of the angles, the geometry, and the language of the angels, you know, the harmonics. And this affects, you know, our consciousness. You know, it's subtle. It's like homeopathy is very subtle. Astrology, psychology is very subtle. As you become more conscious of how you are conscious and more sensitive to the law of the angles, you might say, and language of the angels, then you can tune into, you know, the resonant frequencies, the energies, and basically trend fit the energies of the hour with your own consciousness and kind of tune into and magnify, amplify, and qualify the energies of consciousness in a way that brings more light to dark places, I like to say. In other words, more consciousness where there was unconscious or subconscious things running, you can become more conscious of how you are conscious. So this is the conscious evolution process, bringing light to dark places. My background is, in my college training was in architecture and design science at the University of Pennsylvania with Buckminster Fuller back in 1974. And later that year, I gave the keynote address at the end of a three-day summit of futurists and 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill. And that was to provide a vision for the bicentennial era from 1976 to 89, the 13 years from the revolution to ratification of the Constitution, you know, the bicentennial era. And for the last 44 years, I've developed that vision for upgrading our core constitutional freedoms with new technology capabilities that the internet can provide for everyone on Earth. I mean, back in 1974, I was talking about satellite downlinks to cable TV systems that were wiring the nation with interactive capabilities through many computers at the head end of cable TV systems, and using the telephone as a subscriber response terminal for inputting number sequences, you know, three number sequences that would relate directly to these languages of light and consciousness for upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain, the light language and the holodeck of consciousness. And I was explaining that back in 1974 to 10 agencies of the federal government, United States Information Agency, United States Communication Agency, American Revolutionary Bicentennial Administration. And my experience back then was I was ahead of my time. I mean, it's like there was tapping on my phone for a few weeks after I returned to Ohio. And I quickly reinvented myself as the ace of ace janitorial services, and the phone clicking stopped. Anyway, ahead of my time, but now look what's happened. Now the cable TV system is the internet, and the head end of the cable system, you know, for public access is now your personal computer on your desktop. And now the internet provides an upgrade of our freedoms of speech, assembly to petition government in ways that are transparent for global netizens worldwide who have freedom of speech to originate programs and evaluate programs and interactive capabilities for electronic town hall meetings and freedom of assembly, etc. And we're seeing the evolution, revolution, revelations that make possible truly a revolution in higher consciousness. So I've been in the trenches for a long time, and this includes the evolution of global telecommunications with a model I call global telecare, which I'll be talking about today. And the show notes provide links to articles which explain how real-time interactive global democracy can be upgraded for a global revolution in higher consciousness. So I like to think that global holistic healing is an idea that has found its time. And as a naturopath, I've developed four holistic health centers over the last four decades, pioneering quantum medicine back in 1991. So I've been in the trenches with holistic healthcare also. And this has given me a lot of experience to kind of tune into, you know, the big picture of what's going on with the global collective consciousness, like a metaphysician with his finger on the pulse, you know, and following current events and how that relates to the trend fitting of capabilities for global holistic healing. And this last year, I've been focusing more on this subject of the capabilities now for transformation, transition, here at the cusp of the Aquarian Age, you know, with models and a vision for a global holistic healing. I've been publishing a weekly blog this last year called The 2018 Global Upgrade, and discussing current events, you know, with a metaphysical perspective on my, you know, biweekly Cosmic Love Show. So today I'll be discussing two blogs they published over the last 2 weeks. The first one is the Equinox Update, September 22nd, and the second one is the Ascent Event, Global Initiation of Unity Conscience. So I'm going to go right to it. The Equinox Update on the 2018 upgrade, and basically, you know, people understand for. A lot of people understand the equinox as an energetic window of balance, even if they don't understand, you know, astrology. The bioenergetics of the equinox, when the axis of the Earth is turned exactly perpendicular to the sun, so that the northern and southern hemisphere are getting equal days and equal nights, it's been known anciently as a point of balance in the Earth's morphic field. The energies of equilibrium are stronger, and there's and the energy fields of Earth with that equilibrium are conducive to an equilibrium of consciousness. You know, like as above, the currents of balance in Earth's energy, so below, the currency of conscience within us. So this is a good time to tune into the spirit of the times, you might say, with a sense of equilibrium, you know, a sense of balance. Of course, this is as the sun goes into Libra at this time of the year. Libra represents the energies of balance. And so tuning into this energy of global enlightenment with an upgraded currency of conscience, you might say, of balance, is one way of looking at underwriting the next economy, you know, the next, you know, underwriting the next economy with a global currency of conscience, of consciousness. And this is like a process of transformation that's going on with this new currency of 4D and 5D energies that are transforming 3D conscience with a sense of equilibrium in the process. So equilibrium's balance in all creation is the standard of, by, and for natural law, you might say. The balance scales of justice as the energy transits into the energies of Libra, which is, you know, happened on the equinox. So from the perspective of divine justice, the natural law, justice that just is, pleasure, pain, loss, gain, fame, and shame are all the same, issues of balance. It's like to be one with God, love, source, with humility. You know, the best of both worlds, you know, on earth, as in cosmos at large. Excuse me. If I get excited, it's because this subject really fascinates me. Going into the astrology, psychology, cosmic law, language, natural law, how this relates to this transformation process that's going on the Earth right now. So we're looking at the final quarter of 2018, you know, from the equinox on to winter solstice. This cycle, this last quarter, is initiated by the deep space energies of the sun in Libra. You know, for the next month, this energy represents relationships of personal relevance and ultimate reverence for the first principle of at-one-ment or atonement, whereby the first law of unity conscience, you know, one for all and all for oneness, is cosmic love that's forgiving. When I say cosmic love, you know, the love model, you know, private rights, the O, spherical consciousness, the global sphere, the V, the synthesis, synergy of the L and the O and the V for co-creation, and the E, the integration of the LOV archetypes in all four quadrants of the law of the angles and language of the angels universally, you know, the universal law language. This archetype of the E as the plan symbol of looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, you know, with the square with the cross through the middle and the circle in the center, which is, represents the capstone of the creative ascent process. It's like this, these are universal archetypes dealing with the evolution, revolution, revelations of consciousness, the creative ascent process. Now, for newbies or neophytes, you know, to this subject, I provide in the article on the September 2018 equinox, again, that link will be in the show notes, I provide a thought form that's referred to as the I Am Presence chart that provides these universal archetypes that are geometrized in the L, O, and V, the linear L, the spherical O, the Trinity, you know, the V, that represents the threefold frequencies, you know, frequencies of the law of the one, two and one, three and one in this chart, this I Am Presence chart. And the circle on the top of this chart is the spherical 5D conscience that is basically everyone's I am presence, you know, the concept of how we are all one. We all have the same unity conscience, and we go to, you might say, that spirit through our own higher self, real self, Christ self, you know, the central figure in the chart. So the lower figure in that chart is a man standing with his hands turned upward, or a man or a woman standing with his hands turned upward in his violet flame. And the violet flame is the highest frequency that represents the spirit that matters to rise up as mediator, you know, the higher self, for at-one-ment with the I am presence, you know, the I am that I am. You know, and again, how we are all one in that consciousness of our I am presence, which represents, you might say, 5D consciousness, or heart coherence, unity conscience. It's referred to as the I am presence with this chart. So this L, O, and V, these different levels of being in this chart are integrated and synergized in the E, in the love model, as universally represents the plan I refer to as the overview of the pyramid, fire in the middle. And these pyramids, of course, that symbol, that archetype, there have been thousands of pyramids which have been discovered all around the earth. And these esoterically represent the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet. That's a powerful statement, which in the copy at September, you know, this article, the September 2018 Equinox, there's a link that goes to a whole article on how that symbol, that archetype, is the most powerful thought form in the universe and key to the ascension of the planet. Quite amazing story, that understanding, and how that archetype, that symbol, is represented not only with thousands of pyramids on our planet, but throughout our solar system. And the secret space program gets into this, pyramids on the moon, Mars, and throughout, you know, our solar, throughout our galaxy. You know, this archetype, this symbol, this thought form, this architecture is represented anciently and currently in design motifs, architecture, throughout our planetary system. Again, the secret space program. And there's a video I provide on this that goes into this more, and I provide that link below in this article at September 2018 Equinox. So this Equinox window, which is being initiated, was initiated with the Equinox, and is basically sets the matrix momentums of energy, you know, in the physical quadrant of the year. This equinox window of balance in the morphogenic fields of Earth, this has always been an opportune time to center and connect with the principles and processes involving balance of brain hemispheres, as resonates in the brain holodeck with the hemispheres of the Earth, you know, the East and West hemispheres. I've explained this extensively in previous blogs, articles, and how it's all connected, our brain hemispheres with the hemispheres of the Earth, how left brain and right brain correspond to Western and Eastern hemispheres of the Earth in terms like masculine and feminine principles and processes, and how, you know, this is basically the principle of unity and diversity, the male, female, alpha and omega, linear, nonlinear aspects of energies of the Tao at all levels. It's referred to as the Tao anciently, the Tao, the yin and the yang, the alpha and omega, the spirit matter, relationships of relevance and ultimate reverence, operating, you know, at all levels from the atomic to the galactic, and our brain hemispheres, etc. So it's all connected, the unified field on Earth as in cosmos at large. And as explained in the series at 2018 Global Upgrade, the series I've been doing this last year, the deep state, as they refer to it in the United States, is being transmuted by the high state. I mean, in the collective consciousness, the high state of fourth and fifth density dimensional energies that more people are tuning into and resonating with more often, causing, you might it's a cognitive dissonance and a paradigm shift in resonance with the higher frequencies of the morphogenic fields of Earth. You know, this is a process of morphing the matrix of consciousness and the collective consciousness, sometimes referred to as the ascension process, the conscious evolution process that morphs in resonance with quantum field energies that are shifting. You know, as above, so below, these energies that, you know, our solar system, as our solar system orbits into the deep space energies of Aquarius, it's well known that this cycle every 28,900 years, was it 26,900 years? The precession of the equinox, it's this giant cycle. It's known, the ancient history, but these are times when there is a surge in energies in the fields, the morphogenic fields of the Earth and the Sun, and how transformation, dynamic, accelerated transformation of energy fields and consciousness occurs. I mean, look at the last 100 years, how we've gone from the horse and buggy to space age. There's an acceleration. So it's now we're reaching a point, sometimes called zero point, and there's many different names for it, but it's like there's a collective unity conscience of people worldwide waking up, wising up, and rising up, you know, some more than others. And it's happening more frequency as these frequencies of higher alpha theta waves, basically the Schumann resonance in the Earth's magnetic fields are resonating at higher levels, which correspond to higher brainwave levels of higher alpha theta energies. And there's science behind this, that this is, you might say, rise of the high state for demise of the deep state. I mean, there's a big shift of perception correction, which is unveiling not only the cause and core evil or energy veil in the world, but it's also revealing systemic solutions for global holistic healing. I mean, this is huge, folks. I mean, ready or not, the veil is thinning and the high state is winning. I mean, I can't say it any more simply. The spirit that matters is collectively waking up, wising up, rising up with conscious evolution revelations that herald a global revolution in higher consciousness, the mass awakening of, by, and for universal cosmic love. I mean, I've seen this coming. This is why I began the show almost 12 years ago. And we're talking about an upgrade of social conscience in global social networks, how that works, what that looks like, and the accelerated enlightenment process that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, you know, like as with a capital C, the currency of conscience at the heart of global economic reset. It's the currency of consciousness, of conscience, that underwrites the next economy. And we're in the process of transitioning to that currency, and there's a method to a madness, a natural process that is not that disruptive. There's checks and balances in this process, where the more balanced the process, the less disruption we'll see. Even though the disruption, the change, the shift, the transformation will be going on, there are natural checks and balances, you might say, behind the scenes that are working to create a transition, a transformation that, if it's really successful, there'll be a minimum amount of disruption, although there will be some, you know. There's going to be some bumps in the road, folks. I mean, I've been talking about that, but it won't necessarily be too severe. I think there's already been mitigation of a lot of karma, so to speak, and over the years, you know, thanks to the prayers and the pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a higher dimension of full comprehension in the collective consciousness of global humanity, to the point where there's been a lot of mitigation of severe disruption already. And by God's grace, you know, in God's time, you know, we'll get through this. Although, you know, there's some signs, indications that, you know, there, like I said, there'll be some bumps in the road. So I don't mean to bring, you know, fear porn to the situation, and I don't mean to bring hopium, you know, with this ascension talk that, you know, we're all of a sudden going to be transformed, transitioned, you know, and be flying around, you know, in light bodies or whatever. I'm not saying that. You know, there's a process going on that is going to be, you know, it's an evolutionary process that it's transitioning. It's gradual, and it's going to take years. And there will be breakthroughs, and there will be setbacks, in like the cosmic two-step. You know, two steps forward and one step back. You know, we can kind of see that happen. The eternal dance of spirit that matters. And I mean, it's all a matter of this spirit that matters. With that spirit, everything matters, and without that spirit, not so much. I mean, in fact, nothing matters without the spirit that matters. This is the dance within and with all, the dance of masculine, feminine, the dance of linear left brain logic and nonlinear spherical, you know, intuition, by way of right brain, you know, spherical consciousness, spherical knowing. This is the love dance two-step, and this dance was anciently known as the way of the Tao, you know, the yin and the yang, dance of two-in-one polarity, as is intent on co-creation by at-one-ment or atonement with the spirit that matters, on earth as in the physical body, as in heaven, you know, heart-coherent fabric of cosmos, you know, the heaven as the frequency of holy compassion, joy, you know, heart coherence, which is the fabric of the holographic universe. You know, the fractal fabric of the holographic universe. That's saying a lot. I provide links on that subject with the understanding of heart coherence as a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion, joy. I mean, it's a real thing scientifically, which really is the quantum fabric of the universe. So, as above, spirit, so below, matter. From high state to deep state, on earth as in heaven, cosmos, this is a unified field of yin and yang. So, in those who are reading along with the narrative that I provided in this first article on the equinox, the September 2018 equinox, at this point, you might, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, when as that comes out here in a few days, you can pause the narrative here and watch the video on the hidden meanings of yin and yang, which is a TED talk. It's a TED educational talk. It's not a very long video, but it's very concise, enlightening, and this kind of is a good representation of the dance of wholeness or holiness. Healthy, holistic, happy, holiness. You know, connecting with our soul's inner sense, the innocence, the inner sense of the healing process that is connected to the spirit that matters for divine flow, the Holy Spirit of love and action as co-creation, and the concept of co-creation with God, love, source, the unified field of cosmic love. This is the dance of consciousness. And we're talking about, you know, the difference between dancing between dissonance and resonance. You know, cognitive dissonance is when we're disconnected with source, unity, consciousness, divine, love, law, language. And resonance is when we're, you know, aligned with cosmic law, love, language. So it's like the difference between unity conscience and the sense of separation, which is the cause of all suffering. So this is dancing with high state perception or dancing with deep state deception. For example, I go into, and this is in the article, If you want to read that, I go into an example of the mind-blowing deception of the week, and sometimes I'll take current events, something that's really, you know, major events like the Kavanaugh, this Kavanaugh hearing, you know, regarding, you know, the Supreme Court justice confirmation hearings, and there's an article on that with multiple links that go into what's going on with the level of deception in regarding that situation. And again, some people, they get fixated on that and they lose perspective of the big picture, you know, of resonance with unity consciousness. They get into the divide and conquer and all the contention rather than ascension. So the intention ideally is intention rather than the sense of separation and suffering and polarization and the divide to conquer stuff that's going on, you know, in the mainstream media, you know, basically the war of consciousness, or, you know, basically getting past the past and getting past the politics of left and right and polarization and fear and anger and misqualified energies. I mean, getting past faithless fear and moving forward to fearless faith. So there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, in the mainstream media, which gets people all riled up and anxious. And I'll be going that into that in the next article. But I wanted to, you know, finish up this Equinox thing by referencing several things. One is, you know, this understanding of what's going on with the media and how the mainstream media is really, you know, there's so much chaos in the mainstream media because they're losing loss of the narrative, control of the narrative. You know, ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, I mean, all these, they're all basically, most people don't realize that they're scripted by the same deep state agencies that are all tied in with power lead institutions of big oil, big banks, big media, big pharma. They really don't want any change. They want to because they don't want, you know, information, enlightenment regarding free energy technologies for, you know, that makes big oil obsolete. They don't want these new energy technologies and high technology healing energy systems that make big pharma obsolete. You know, the whole paradigm shift from the chemistry of disease to the energies of health. I mean, the mainstream media, you know, they basically they're tied to big pharma. You know, their major income actually comes from pushing drugs for whatever ails you. It's all tied together. It's all connected with resistance and resentment against change and creating, basically trying to maintain, hold that line, linear consciousness, the same old, you know, status quo, big oil, big pharma, systems of control with, you know that want to maintain the control of the narrative. You know, the mass media mind control, you know, and hold that line, linear consciousness. And at the same time, we're seeing with the internet all over the world, people are getting the truth on what's really going on. You know, there's a new nonlinear spiritual consciousness of how, you know, of at-one-ment, of atonement, of how, you know, we're one. You know, you might say the unity consciousness of the united of us as the united sovereigns of Earth. You know, either we all hang together or we're all going to hang separately. You know, that whole spirit of it's coming into unity. And in the larger scheme of space-time relativity, we're all accountable for conscious selectivity, relations of relevance and ultimate reverence within the veil, or by default, means severance. That's an excerpt from Evolutionary Ascent, a poem that that is my one way of saying in prose, so to speak, you know, what this whole process of global holistic healing and evolutionary ascent and the creative ascent process, what that looks like and how that works in shorthand prose, you might say. So believe it or not, the the coming big event is on the, you know, on the horizon, you might say. It's like we're on the threshold. We're at the cusp of the Aquarian age. And this, there's a video that I provide. This is the key video I wanted to basically focus on, you know, as I finish up this September 2018 equinox. This video of Corey Good explaining, you know, with future predictions of what's coming, you know, the coming big event. It's a rather long video, but there's some gems in there, and there's some really valuable perspectives that you can basically, in your discernment, you know, get centered and connected, and you'll find some things in there that I'm sure you'll be disturbing, and just take it to your higher self and consider, you know, the truth of it. And just Corey Good, some of you already know that he's a secret space program whistleblower and Sphere Being Alliance delegate. And I provide a link on this Sphere Being Alliance, and I provide links on the secret space program in this article where you can read more about, you know, both of these developments and what's going on in cosmos, you might say, that we're not told in the mainstream media. So in this video, Corey shares his findings into the possible timelines of a mass solar event as the sun reboots Earth into fourth density. What that's all about, what that means. And there's, if you watch the video at 37 to 39 minutes, you'll get a future timeline scenarios with computer animations that Corey reveals is our future and how and why that's the case. It's kind of a Ripley's Believe It or Not story. Some people will say it's a science fiction in orbit. And as Corey says, he doesn't mean to provide, you know, ascension hopium or fear porn, you know, regarding, you know, fearful changes. He's just trying to provide, you know, his perspective on the science from the secret space program and what they discovered, what's coming, what energy fields the Earth and our solar system are moving into, and what we can expect based on revelations from the Sphere Being Alliance, and what's going on with this ascension process and what's called the solar flash, which is an electromagnetic phenomena from the sun as relates to the Earth, coming directly from the great central sun and affecting our whole galaxy and specifically our Earth, and what this is all about as far as the ascension of Gaia, the planet, our consciousness, and what that will look like and how that will basically define global humanity's future in a way that is truly inspirational. Challenging, yes, but upward mobile ascension inspiration process for sure. So I'm going to go to this next blog, and I'm going to wrap it up with this blog, which provides more on the event and some interesting videos that goes into what's going on with conscious evolution revelations. And basically, again, this is kind of a summary of parts of the first blog, but it's more of a focused update on what's going on with this you might say the whole process with the internet, with our new instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities that has initiated a new normal. Now we're talking about the family of mankind in a global village, a real community. Unity and diversity, you know, the path of ascension for humanity. And this is the understanding of the law of the one in global community, and I provide links on that. And there's three videos I've added at that link on the law of the one in global community. And, of course, this is challenging for the divisive disconnects that we see with social, political, economic, you know, turmoil in the world today, which is maintained and managed, you know, might say, by the deep state to keep us divided and keep us clamoring, you know, for big government, you know, to take care of us all, you know, basically the psychology of subservience, the deep state tyranny is, you know, part of the extreme polarization that we're witnessing. And you can really see that with the mainstream media focus on the Supreme Court justice confirmation hearings, which is a classic example of the social chaos that happens to social networks. And we're talking about global social networks that are watching this confirmation hearing and the extreme polarization of left and right and male and female and Republican and Democrat, you know, all this extreme polarization. This is what goes on in you might say, the community building, any community building process, whether you're talking about a political community or social, you know, social, economic, education community, any community in a communication process, right before they come into real unity, there's typically chaos. And it's classic. If you get into the community building process Dr. Scott Peck's book, Community Waiting to Be Born, Civility Rediscovered, is a classic. It's like the Bible of community building. He explains this thoroughly. Those who are students of and have studied community building process in any community, in the communication process, and what goes on right before any community comes into real community with a good communication, interactive communication process, typically there are power struggles, people at the top who are, so to speak, running the community, that will create, if they're intent on maintaining control of the community, that quite often will create some kind of power struggles and coup to subvert real unity so they can control. And this is classic that goes on in any social network, you know, and any true unity and diversity process, which is, you know, true communication process, true, you know, any come into unity process, the classic archetypal challenge before real unity and diversity manifests, whether we're talking about locally or globally, is that disruption and chaos and confusion before there's that real unity, before there's that spirit of the spirit that matters on earth as in cosmos, so to speak. So this is a process that we're seeing out pictured in the Supreme Court justice confirmation hearings. It's a classic representation of the social chaos that happens to social networks right before coming into unity with a more enlightened, light and love social conscience. So the high state of true unity and diversity challenges the deep state, the divisive dissonance of divide to conquer of the deep state. So this is what goes on during systemic global dimensional shift also. I mean, globally, we're talking about there's a process that's matriculating the matrix of matter, you know, globally. And as I explained with a powerful in-depth video, you know, in the Equinox update, you know, that I referred to just a few minutes ago, that video with Corey Good, he provides like full disclosure of the ascent event that's going mainstream in the global mind. Sooner or later, this revelations revolution is a disruption of corruption. I mean, there's the overcoming of perception deception in a process of general enlightenment for upgrading what we refer to as 3D vision to a higher state. I mean, we're talking about a shift from the deep state to the high state. So this is a process of accelerated change beyond the prevailing perception paradigms that constitute change-resistant reality. I mean, you might say the ego will resist change that disrupts the ego. Those who control our social, political, and economic institutions, they resist change to a new paradigm because they are entrenched, profiting, you might say, with a vested interest in the old paradigm. They'll do anything to prevent change to a new paradigm. And no matter how shocking the revelations at this time, whether we're talking about the secret space program or definitive vision of virtue and valor for the victory of our social, political, and economic institutions with models such as global telecom and global telecare, no matter how shocking the revelations are, like, you know, what future may be coming, whether we're ready or not, to be philosophically correct, it really helps to be strong to handle it. I mean, we're talking about fearless faith that naturally neutralizes faithless fear. I mean, some people would refer to it as the center of the hurricane, you know, the eye of the hurricane of harmonious calm, philosophical calm, where you're watching the swirl all around you, but you keep centered and connected with fearless faith, knowing there's a higher power that's got it all in divine order, that, you know, is regulating it, you know, the larger divine order, the larger plan, purpose and plan, you might say the masters know and serve. So the event, again, in brief, is the final breakthrough of light forces on the earth, working in all dimensions from the spiritual and mental to the emotional and physical plane of 3D reality as we've known it. And we're talking about an upgrade of global consciousness with the universal law of one, the wisdom of the law of one with light language and the power of love at the heart of it. You know, and the power of love, the understanding of the power of love, some people refer to the power of unconditional love, is a really good thing. And David Wilcock, I believe, or as Corey Good explains in the video I referred to now about 20 minutes ago, that the power of love, unconditional love, is a good thing. No, it's Corey Good talking about this, and he says that the unconditional love in excess without wisdom creates a lot of problems in relationships and the world, you know, where people will be sensitive to the spirit of unconditional love, and it's a beautiful spirit, but they can easily be taken advantage of without the wisdom of, you know, without true wisdom and discernment. So unconditional love, the power of love by itself, is important, but as you get into and understand the universal law of the one and the archetypes of the love model, that there is this, the power of wisdom with love is like a balance of the threefold flame, where power, wisdom, and love are all in balance. And again, back to the point of emphasis in Libra, since the equine from the equinox, emphasizing the spirit of the threefold flame and balance of power of love with wisdom. And, of course, the wisdom of light language, the language of consciousness. There's a link provided that in the narrative at the Ascent event, you know, this article that goes into this language of consciousness, the language of light for involving and evolving consciousness, for to culture social conscience and social networks. And we're talking about the ascension process. As social conscience matures in our global ubiquitous social networks, we're talking about the spirit of matters, the spirit that matters for mediating, you know, the the representation process of democracy, the representation process of consciousness. So global humanity is rediscovering, you might say, ourselves in a high, in and through a high state of love without end. You know, culturing kind men among mankind, and this is the process basically of the event of a systemic global upgrade of our core social, political, and economic institutions in a process that requires collective self-correcting, self-elevation of a salvation nature. The concept of salvation as self-elevation, personal and planetary self-elevation to a higher state of 4D, 5D, higher density, higher dimensional consciousness, the currency of conscience. This is the event. You know, you can talk about how that will happen with global telecom and global telecare, you know, raising the standard of, you might say, TLC at the heart of global transformation. This is a process, and those who are adaptive to enlightened paradigm shift of a holistic nature will welcome the systemic shift in perspective that comes with the event. So as Thomas Paine said at another revolution, 20-some years ago, we have it in our power to begin the world over again. I mean, Thomas Paine was the founding father who provided with his publication of Common Sense the catalyst for the American Revolution. I mean, it was wildcat printed throughout the colonies, just about everyone read it, and it provided, you know, the catalyst, you know, the spirit of freedom and opportunity that, you know, became the American Revolution. And we're at the same point globally now. I mean, if you get into the astrology psychology of it, Pluto is about in the same place it was in its huge cycle, you know, around through the signs. Since it's an outer planet, it moves slowly, and it's in Capricorn again, resonating with the same principle of government, you know, power. But now on a scale that's global, not just local in the United States, but this global process of, you know, of self-governing principles and processes that now would have the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with higher social conscience in our social network. So those who are closed-minded and not adaptive to change will not handle this event well. I mean, paradigm paralysis creates anxiety over paradigm shift. And faithless fear sabotages fearless faith with agitation, anger, apprehension, and antagonistic contempt for any change from the old paradigm of fear-based density, dimitude, you know, dis-ease. So, we're either busy being born again, seeing with eventful eyes, or you might say we're busy dying. And the high state of philosophic calm with a sense of humor is helpful for personal development that works through paradigm paralysis to overcome subconscious programs. Now, at this point in the narrative I'm reading from, you know, at the Ascent event, the website that I provide, again, the link in the show notes. You can pause the podcast, those who are listening to it, and watch this video by Bruce Lipton, which is really, really exceptional. And I provide his videos when they come out, they come out quite often because they're really quite exceptional for providing kind of insight into the overcoming process, which is conscious evolution. And a key part of it is overcoming, you know, subconscious programming. And he has a humorous way of talking about it, discussing it, that is enlightening. So I'm going to pretty much sum it up now with a really quick synopsis of this process of mass awakening from, you might say, contempt to ascent, from mass polarization to mass unification. So understanding these dynamics, we're talking about, and full disclosure, you know, time of the great revealing, the time of revelations, you know, a world where all knowledge is shared with all people. And this full disclosure includes a complete release of suppressed history and technologies, a complete release of all crimes against humanity, complete release of all information regarding ET's involvement with humanity, and conversely, partial disclosure is based on the BS, you know, the belief system that global humanity can't handle the truth, you know, so we can only have a slow drip of truth over a long period of time, and a controlled narrative to keep those in power in power. Now, this disclosure process and these examples and references here is from that Corey Good video that I referenced here now about a half an hour ago, explaining ascension as a consciousness renaissance, I mean, how to co-create our reality. So the event is true revelations. You know, it's a paradigm shift in how we perceive everything. And this is the big shift, you know, a process of evolutionary ascension that resonates with an energy shift in Earth's morphic field. You know, we're talking about a dimensional shift. So, you know, this is what's going on. The light forces are making great progress. We have a process going on, you know, with the currency of consciousness is maturing. There's kind of a war on consciousness going on. There's a video on this war on consciousness that you want to watch that is done by Graham Hancock here a couple months ago, and it's excellent. It's an animation, but it really gets into the dynamics that's going on. The rest of this article, I go into some musings on the event and that you can read, and specifically, you may want to tune into these videos I've referenced, the disclosure process, the links I provided on the law of the angles, the language of the angels, and what this means as far as from, you know, this understanding of the secret space program and where it's going, you know. So basically, you know, keep the faith, see the good, make it so, happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.